here we go. Let's hear what they say. Oh, no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're here with our fave talking Love After Lockup. Before we get into the show, very important. A listener messaged us. I cannot forget about this. I love all of you sending us these bizarre things.
Thank you for the heads up on this one. Aichi, wow, wow. I got to Google it. I should leave my phone open and be like,
here's what we have.
Tyler.
We're reading verbatim. Wondering if you knew that Lacey from Love After Lockup did a porn with Dante's girl, Nicole. It's online, if anyone's interested. Searched for it. Love these people. Searched for it till I found it. Watched it too. It's definitely her. Look under Lacey's porn name, Casey Cash. All right.
Casey Cash. She looks like a Casey Cash.
So they're wondering if maybe she was told, like, hey, guys, get on the show. This is the way.
Oh,
crazy.
Can you believe that?
No.
And they look like they'd be friends. Now, thinking about it, they do seem like friends.
So doing a porn together and then she pops up on Love After Lockup seems very suspicious to me.
It does. Also,
yes,
they're saying that. Let me get my thoughts correct here. There's pictures going around of that Nicole with Tia. That's the girl that they reference,
yeah,
right?
Right.
From jail. She's with her now, but they say that maybe that doesn't make sense because people are saying that was Zach, but they were trying to trick the audience and make him seem like it was
a man and it was a woman.
Yeah. And to make it more scary.
All right, let's start with Deontay and Nicole, because this is the thing I don't understand.
Also, I watched this on YouTube and I couldn't find another episode of it to find it. I was even going to buy it, but I'm like, oh, I'll just ask Geneva. You have to fill me in on what happened after she got in the outfit and he was like taking his shirt off and had that goofy face and how he, and then it just jumped to her back in the room. I missed the whole thing.
Oh, I mean, she kind of like grinds on him and he looks like he's going to come any second. Like it's the greatest pain in his life. Like,
he did come. He already did the second he saw that ass.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't realize that prison strippers were a thing, that like buying dances. I don't know why I didn't think
she
of that.
Would,
of course,
she
of
would
course
be
that would be a thing.
A prison stripper
sense.
Too.
Oh, absolutely she would.
She is like the definition of a prison stripper.
I don't understand how she's out here. Her audacity to just seem like a pimp and like her energy is just aggressive and it's wild to watch. That blonde ass hair
Such
rolling
a
around.
Bad person.
She really
yeah,
is.
It's funny how things have changed. She seems like the psychopathic criminal and poor little Lisa and Stan. Lisa's
right.
Like a little flower petal just wants
right?
to get to her child.
I mean, the way she, okay. So the thing you missed with the lap dance was as she was giving him the lap dance, she's like, listen, what I really want is a boob job. And if you give me boobs, then you get inside the fist. And she's like, she's essentially teasing him to the point saying like she's blackmailing him into buying her boobs. Do you have sex with her? That's essentially what happened.
Jeez.
And then she kisses him right when he was like, well, we'll see. Like, we'll see about the boobs. And then she's like, all right, I'll give you a kiss because that means maybe I'll get the boobs. So she's hustling
poor Deontay
to the very end.
Get the dishwasher ready.
Absolutely.
Nicole Jr. was in use after that. Can't blame him. Poor guy. He needs to just be done with picking her up all the time. Just be done with this girl. She's going to rob you blind.
Yeah. I mean, since she's gotten out, she said she's had anxiety. She's talked to her new old boyfriend, Zach. She wants to talk to Tia, her prison boo. I mean, last thing she even thinks about is Deontay. And he's out here buying her Jordans and watching.
My man's going to pay for my hair.
Right. She's calling Tia wearing the Michael Kors watch he got her on a phone he bought her. She's a terrible person.
It's sick. Oh, she is. What's interesting to me is how they sew hair right into the head.
Her hair color.
It's dedication.
Did they change the hair color? It looked terrible.
I thought the hair itself looked good and Farrah Fawcett-esque, I guess, but the color is very orange.
Very orange. Does not look good at all.
It's like she's eating too many carrots and the skin really went to the hair instead. She's a terrible person.
I love her describing prison as a playground of bitches.
Oh my God. She's really bad.
Poor really Deontay. Bad.
It's sad.
I don't know who he's going to be with. He's probably just going to be alone with Nicole Jr. forever. He needs to get a dorky prisoner.
Yeah, he needs like a Courtney. Like he needs a pickle outfit kind of.
Yeah.
Vibe. I don't know. Nicole is far too aggressive and like she's using a scammer. Him and it's she's a complete scammer and it's so
she'd
evident.
Be working with Jen Shah.
Yes, she would.
Calling sure for she money, scamming old people.
I'm sure she hustled people in prison, 100%.
And I like, why did he take her, say we're going into my guest bedroom and not his bedroom?
Yeah, I thought that was weird too.
Like he's hiding, he's got too much to hide in there.
It's really sad that he got no action after all this time he put in.
And so a boob jobs scare me. Do you know that there's a thing that a lot of women are getting boob jobs and then they have severe migraines to the point where they have to get these boobs taken out and the migraines go away. It's right. Like, holy shit. There's no way.
I mean, her ass has to be
lift,
fake, right?
But I'm not getting anything put in.
Right, right. A lift makes sense.
To where it could get. I mean, it would be nice to have it filled out. Breastfeeding does ruin them, but I just don't want something put inside my body unless
right.
Then it'll be on TV. It's like, has your mesh lining become cancer?
Has it exploded? God.
Let's put some chicken cutlets in there.
What else on the...
And she's not going to have sex with him if she gets him a boob job. And that's weeks away. Months
if you,
away.
Months.
He
if
needs
you,
to come now.
God, she's terrible. She would work him.
She owes him. Time. She owes him at least a hand job.
Right. Handy.
Get some lotion. Rub him out. Right. Move on with your life. That would shut him up at least. Give the guy... I don't know.
Let's talk our girl, Rachel, and Doug. Okay, guys. All
right, guys. Yeah.
Meant to tell you this. Thank you to everybody who checked out our interviews. We interviewed both Rachel and Brittany last week. Tons of fun. Check them out.
Oh, no, Brittany this week, huh?
No. What's today, Sunday? Oh, yeah, they were both last week.
Brittany wasn't on the episode.
Oh, right. Correct. On Apple, anywhere you listen to your podcasts, anywhere you get them. We were told we could not ask about Doug Jr. So I know everybody was like, what the hell?
He's fucking idiots.
Production, we could not ask about that. And we had a lot of questions about Doug Jr. I think this episode was very illuminating to me about why perhaps they didn't want questions asked.
Poor little Dougie.
Yeah.
Little Dougie. He's down for a hard road. He should just stay with Rachel and the mom.
Absolutely.
And I wish I would have investigated more. I don't know if she would have been able to tell us, but they are filed for divorce.
Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she seem very positive talking about Doug?
She seemed like he didn't screw her over. They were still together and everything was happy.
Right.
Hunky dory, as Kathy Hilton wouldn't know what's going on. She's a better person than I am. I'd be talking shit. I'd be chatting shit.
Oh, absolutely. I think that Doug Jr. doesn't know how to express how he feels, obviously, right? Like he's a kid, probably hasn't had much help with developing emotional maturity. That's why I think he's like saying the things he's saying, like, you filthy womanizer, like you have more girlfriends than me. Like the shit he's saying to him is crazy.
And
I think
probably,
it's just him trying to get it out.
Right. And you know, it's what kids might talk like that. I don't know. It's crazy.
Do they? I don't know.
No, I mean, some kids, if they hate their parents, if there's no respect, I guess it shows. Yeah.
Right. 100%.
And it's just a loose cannon. The poor kid does need to be in some severe therapy.
He really does. It's rough.
And Doug doesn't help by saying he's going to whoop his ass if he steps out of line. You better not touch little Dougie. Little Dougie deserves to be nurtured and loved for by your scumbag ass, Doug.
I mean, they had a kid at 15. Just when you think about that, it's so young.
Come on, God. Why did you make it like that? It's too young.
15.
I guess back in the day, we only lived to 30. You got to pop him out.
Did you catch the scene where he was making the bologna?
Yes.
And had to microwave it? It's like, tastes like bacon.
Sounds like Sounds like a dream. Oh my God, that white bread and the mustard. She's like, it tastes like a hot dog. I bet it did. She's more of a chirper than I am. I honestly can say I don't think I've ever eaten a piece of bologna.
Is there bologna in what are those things called? The kids' meals, you know, that have like the cheese and the cracked Lunchables.
It might be.
I feel like that would be the only place I've had.
I think it was more prison bologna than you're getting in that shit. You know,
right? True.
Or remember, like your parents would buy that shit. You're making this cold pizza with a flat. Did you ever get the pizza one? Yeah. It was ice cold. You're in the lunchroom and you're acting like it's delicacy. It's disgusting. My dogs wouldn't even eat that shit.
Even Lunchables. It's like, what are we doing? This is all processed.
Overpriced.
Like, oh yeah. And you
it was
have
like a treat.
Five squares of turkey, of like sodium filled turkey. And it's like, you're jumping around. Like it's a great time. Crazy. Marketing, man. That's
that
what
packaging.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Kids think it's something and it's literally gross.
I just remember that cold pizza and the cold cheese. It's like, this is wrong.
This is not a pizza.
Doug is just as old. He has the same mental stability or level as Doug. Doug and little
so
Doug
too.
Are the same.
Doug and Doug Jr. I thought the same thing. I mean, you think about it. He's
like
been incarcerated
little Doug
most of his adult life, you know?
Yeah.
And you can tell.
And the mom, my stomach turned the second I met him.
Oof. Not good. That's not something you want to be said about you at all.
No.
Sick and the second I met him.
I think he's got a handsome face, unfortunately. He's the first inmate that I'm attracted to him.
Oh, okay.
I can't help it. I don't know. His face is cute, but poor little Dougie. He's just, sometimes Doug sounds like he's on the right track and then he goes and says he's going to beat the shit out of little Doug and I believe him.
Oh, guys, in the interview, she mentioned two things that we hope you noted. One was he was inside of her in the car ride home. Fingers. Second.
Fingers.
He was inside of her with the other
his
appendage.
His penis was out.
When they were being filmed on the bed in the hotel room, and they said producers
see
knew.
That.
Unbelievable. I got to go back and watch that scene.
I did go back because I posted it, and you know, I can't believe I even thought to ask it. It doesn't really look, it looks like more of a hump situation, but they are hiding it and his penis could be out. And he's so tall that his torso might be super long.
Right.
So that his penis is, maybe it's curved. So it just curves up into her little vagina. I don't know.
There you go. That's a nice visual.
I bet, not to be mean, but she's so small. I just picture her to have like the dream of a vagina.
Okay.
And as I've said before, the bigger the person, I feel like the bigger the vagina. But I know that's not the case, but I don't know. I guess Mike from 90 Day Fiancé has a masturbating video out. I said that about Angela.
Right.
I don't know if we cut it, but I'll say it again. I'll dig myself a deeper hole. I feel like Love After, if you're listening to our Love After Lockup recap, I feel like you are our people. Like there's nothing we could say.
Right. Couldn't agree more.
That is going to get me a nasty review that says I'm mentally ill. I feel like the 90 Day Fiancés are the one that Bravo's in the middle. Mm. There's a lot of, you know, I don't know. Do you feel that way that 90 Day Fiancé people think they're better than everybody else in the reality TV
world?
Oh, I would
flip it. I would.
Oh, you say Bravo.
Bravo. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Anissa and Jeff. My God. All right. $60,000 he's received from her. And the other two times he just didn't show up and he had no plans to. I mean, what the hell?
He says that he just didn't feel like he wasn't ready to be with her.
What does that even mean?
What is wrong with her?
You know what I thought when she was holding the sign and he like looked at it and was like, what is this? I thought for a second, can he read? Like, do
he's
we
probably
know?
It probably took him a second. Yeah. Sadly.
Like, he knows what the sign says.
He's probably the creepiest inmate the one that I would not want to get stuck with. He's one of the creepiest ones I've ever seen.
Like a transient person who would show up in your backyard and kill you.
Yeah. Yes.
Like
he
there
seems
was
like
this...
he was in the luggage part of the Greyhound.
Yeah. I brought this up with my mom the other day because I don't know what made me think of it, but there was a case in Escondido. Like when we were growing up where a little girl got murdered or got killed in the, like, escaped or like was gone from the home and then was found dead. And it turned out to be like a transient who was like wandering around the hills and just like made it into her house.
It's like a little mountain lion.
Right. But that's Jeff. That's Jeff's vibe to me.
Oh, he's like scary. That kind
of, yeah, he's creepy. But like,
and somebody
and
said
creepy.
They felt the opposite, that Kyle was creepy and wants to kill. I feel the complete opposite, that Jeff, his name is right. Jeffrey. Yes. Was it Jeffrey? What's with Kyle and Anissa's relationship?
They remind me of Tommy and Angela.
But he's so much. Tommy and Angela make sense to me. Okay. As friends, like co-workers that became friends. And Kyle seems, not that friends can have age differences, but I feel like when it's a guy.
I don't think it's that big of an age difference.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
You think he's in his 50s? I thought he was our age almost. Where were, did they become friends? Did they say?
I love Jeff. I like how they put who's this friends? Kyle guy driving me around?
Because he wanted to get his dick sucked, huh?
You think? Oh, something Jeff. Sexual. I thought you meant Kyle. Kyle like, hey,
no,
get
Jeff,
back here,
Jeff. I don't feel like Kyle wants to have sex with Anissa for some reason. Do you?
He seems like a good friend.
Like Tommy longing for what's her phrase?
Right. I don't get that.
What's
vibe.
Her name? Angela.
Yeah.
This is such a weird situation. I feel like it's a waste when we get such other like delicious ones.
Yeah.
Like,
this
I guess
does
this
seem
one
like a waste.
Evolve, but
it's also it's kind of sad to me because it's like he doesn't seem all there. She seems a little pathetic. Like, I don't need to watch this. I don't
vibes.
It. Yeah.
He looks so stinky.
Yeah.
He does not have deodorant. He's been on that bus. He hasn't showered in years. And he's got mold underneath his dick. I don't know. He really scares me. Really scares me.
Yeah, he didn't scare me, but I just thought
he
looked like a doofus.
Me. And she's so dumb, and the way she's in his face, and she's got that welcome home with the colors that you would greet a kindergartner at their graduation.
That's what I'm saying. It was weird. And nothing sadder than picking up someone at a bus stop.
No.
It really is like just the worst.
I can't believe people are still traveling bus bound.
I know, right?
When there's for $30 more, you're on Southwest or even Spirit might be cheaper than a Greyhound ticket.
Seriously.
It seems like it's cheap,
probably
but
right.
It's not.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
You probably just don't have to have as much identification. You probably just
I'm not riding
somebody
a bus
some
in America.
Rock. And it seems like they go off the highway. It's scarier. I'd rather have the drunk pilot, at least the air. There's no ditches to go into if they're shit faced. Riding a bus. I mean, they really got to be alert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I rode the school bus.
Me too.
Every day. It was a world. Yeah, you really grow a lot of defense mechanisms. I got into trouble. You know, this bus driver pulls over and cusses all the kids out. It's a dream. But I'm going to drive my kids to school because I don't trust the bus drivers these days. And I don't know why. My mom was putting me on the school bus. It wasn't even light out. She's hustling us off. And then we're on the school bus for a full hour.
Yes. I
was picking everybody up.
I was on the school bus in the dark every day. It was terrible.
What time was I asleep?
No, like I remember waking up at like 5 a.m. to get to the bus.
Oh my
or something.
God.
It was like ridiculous.
My parents did not love us.
Right? Yeah. What the fuck? My parents, like my mom worked from home. Why wasn't I being taken to school?
Like I feel like where I grew up, it seems safer, but I'm sure it's safe here too. There are a lot of kids riding the bus, but
right.
I don't know. What are the background checks on these freaks? Then they know where I live. I don't know.
These freaks.
Then my
Watch
kids
just, like,
giving them the fingers.
People
on
who
them.
Want to like, drive people to school. Retired.
My dad's an ex bus driver too. Right. And I'm sitting here talking shit, chatting shit.
Chatting shit.
On.
All right. Stan and Lisa.
This is getting dark.
Oh. Okay. She looks extremely suspect with that wig. Cannot take her seriously at all. Just take it off. Take it off. Take
well,
the hat off.
And the hat.
The wig off. And the hat. The hat.
Does the hat
so just
disguise the bad wig? Is that
I think
the situation?
So. Yeah, but it doesn't, right?
Oh,
like,
God.
It does, but it also points
like
it out.
Like a Chatty Cathy doll.
Yeah, it's bad.
My heart breaks for Lisa.
It's sad.
It breaks.
Okay. The way he poured that wine... And then was like chugging it tells you Stan is pounding a bottle a night to the
Stan's liver is working overtime.
Yeah, absolutely. He's wearing that red tight little sweater.
He's peeing the bed.
I think
he's wearing a diaper.
He wants if anybody's watched Kimmy Schmidt, he wants someone like trapped in a basement for him that has no life, that is an orphan whose only job is to do weird shit with him sexually. I don't think he wants a partner, period.
Oh, I didn't know Kimmy Schmidt got dark like that.
Oh, that's how it started. Yeah, she escaped the dungeon.
Oh, she escaped. John Hamm. Do you like her, that actress?
Yeah. She was good in that show. John Hamm.
Did you like her in the office? Captor.
In the office, she was kind of annoying. But I think
I love that gif of her going, woo, woo, woo.
I think it's a mark of her being a good actress. It's like she can be annoying.
Yeah, she's cute.
But anyways, I just don't think he wants an actual relationship at all.
He should just go date someone his age who doesn't have anything else but to be with him. But he's a scumbag man who wants a young vagina.
I raised my
I guess.
Children right. You didn't. You're a piece of shit. I mean, crazy, crazy.
She should stab him and leave him for dead.
Did you notice
saying
how,
that to him?
Right? Did you notice how the producers zoomed right? on the line?
It looked cheap.
Like, but they zoomed in on it when he was like going off on her. Like, see, do you see how terrible he is? He's drunk.
She said, who gets this drunk off wine? A lot of people, Lisa.
Yeah, right.
Have you never been to church?
Man, I feel bad for her.
I do.
He's
too.
Like, you know, he's 22. I thought he'd be man enough to work it out on his own.
Oh, I know.
Like, what?
He's a baby.
What's your relationship like with your children?
They don't see you and you're publicly embarrassing them,
right.
You freak.
Crazy.
I'm sure they find some weird pictures with him dressed up. Very suspect.
I bet so.
He freaks me out.
Me too.
I don't like him.
I honestly feel bad for Lisa. It's a really rough
too.
Situation to be in.
She just doesn't have many options and she was hoping that this guy could maybe just
right
help her, but all he wants to do is use her as a sexual object.
Crazy.
I don't like him at all. In my heart. Yeah. I feel bad for Lisa. I don't know why.
Me too.
She's not the best person, but I just don't feel like there's a way for her to get out of this hole. What does she do?
I don't know. I think she's really up Schitt's Creek.
She's got to get to that, like a place, like I'm being completely serious here. Like Dolores, the people that those women that help her, you can go stay
yes.
and get your, you know,
yes, get
or
your
a
seat.
Halfway house would be good for her.
Yep. Yep.
A place right. where maybe they could help her get a job.
Yep.
But she needs to stay away from criminals. She needs to be like a, she needs to become like a Whoopi Goldberg character in The Nun Habit, you know? And wow, what those movies really took the world by storm. What was that called?
Sister Act.
Sister Act. God, yeah. She was good, wasn't she?
Great. Great movie.
All poor right, Lisa. We're wishing you the best, girlfriend.
We are.
Hope you're okay. She's going
to
either end up dead or back in jail. I don't see it ending out good for her.
She doesn't seem like she's like trying to get fucked up, though. Like she doesn't seem like an addict. She
needs
a support system.
And
yeah.
Sad.
And, yeah, she does.
And worried.
Yeah. It's not fun.
I feel so bad for her.
Me too.
Right, I want to punch
but not least,
Stan.
He's the worst.
Stan is not the man.
Josh and Courtney. The lovers, they don't really have anything here, I gotta say. I think that their story, like, it's sweet to watch. I think their story, the initial story of how they met, was so compelling that Love After Lockup was like, we gotta fucking get them, but didn't realize it was just kind of a sweet love story.
Well, hopefully Josh, now we find out he's cussing her out in prison and he's got a real anger problem he needs to work on, right?
Yeah, right.
So hopefully he can get some help for that. Doesn't seem like he can control it. What kind of letter did he write to sweet little grandma?
Yeah, what did he say in there? I love her. Why'd you write it?
It's oh, like, poor thing.
What does that mean? I wonder what he said to Grammy. I liked her. She had a little sign above her head. Like,
yes.
Granny, sit around. Everyone is welcome. I love that.
Oh, I know. She didn't want him coming in the house.
No, just sit outside.
Can't blame her. That's a hard thing. I'm out of prison. Can I come visit you, Grandma? Well, we'll see. And he talked her into it. So his mom left him, told him that she didn't love him. And what an impact. Not to be, fathers do have an impact, but it seems later in life and it seems not as harsh. When a mother fucks over a child, it really screws people up.
Yeah.
It screws like, up kids with fathers too.
When a mom doesn't want the kid or leaves or like, yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, no, nothing against fathers. They're very impactful too, but
they're all right.
Love.
No, I think
really
the difference
goes
is
the distance. Yeah.
That a mother can kind of, well, no, both a lack of a parent can just screw you up.
Period. A lack of, right. It can.
I think for women, a lack of a father can be, have a huge impact,
yes,
on their relationships.
More,
right?
Subconsciously.
Yes. And then, yeah, men, it's like more about like a lack of like if their dad's MIA, it's a lack of understanding like behavior and like, mm-hmm, how to be a man and blah, 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 blah. So
back
layers
to little Dougie. He seems like he just should live with Rachel's mom. Rachel's mom seems real sweet.
She did. And they were hugging. They look like they have a nice little bond. He should have.
She looks like she took him to Dave and Buster's. Let him, right, play some games.
Right.
God, I feel bad for Dougie.
Yeah. And you have to be named Dougie.
I know. Named after that cocksucker.
Doug Jr. Oh, you're a junior? You're named after your dad? Where's your dad?
He's in prison. He's going back to prison eventually. Might not be today. Might not be tomorrow. But he's back.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think Rachel's a sweet enough person that she could raise him, but I just don't know if Doug would, if he's, I'm interested to know. She said she'll come back on at the end. So we got lots of questions.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
We were her first interview ever. So I think she was kind of nervous.
She did good.
But, oh yeah, no. Yeah. But I mean, nervous to maybe talk about little Dougie. Right. So maybe we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll get it out of her eventually.
What an asshole though. Oh God. She did seem very nice about him.
She did.
Nicer than me.
Sense, right? All right, guys. That's it for Love After Lockup. We're covering Love Island UK over on Patreon. Check that out. Gossip Girl. You, Me, and the Ex. A lot of fun stuff happening. So check it out. Patreon.com.
No, it's such a hot time right now. We got Darcy and Stacey. That might be a week or two out, or maybe next month when we can catch up on it, or if we have some
I gotta get into it. Yeah,
it starts sometime.
Great.
Today or tomorrow.
All right, friends, we'll be back.
Oh boy,
love you guys.
Thank you so much.